Our time now, 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC, Webster City. Time now for a community corner. Well, next week, you'll see a lot of red mini bikes or motorbikes coming around Webster City. It's time again for the 30th annual Doodlebug Reunion. And the Hamilton County Fairgrounds will be the place to be. See these scooters running around the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. And with me this morning in our studios is Gerald Huseman, who's with the Doodlebug Committee. Gerald, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you along here this morning. We got other members, too, but they designated you as the official spokesman the other night. The Webster City Council had a proclamation for Doodlebug Days next week.
That's correct. It's an annual event.
It sure is. It's been going on now for, 37, 38 years there, Gerald?
38, that's correct.
With the exception of 4 years ago because of you-know-what.
COVID. And during that period, enough of us got together, even though we didn't actually have a reunion. We gathered at the fairgrounds unofficially, and we enjoyed the about 4 days of riding doodlebugs.
Mm-hmm. All around town. Well, for those who may be new to Webster City, let's find out, what exactly is a doodlebug?
Well, a doodlebug is a scooter that was designed and built in Webster City at a former Beam Manufacturing. Some people confuse that. Beam became Franklin Manufacturing. The Beam Manufacturing made vacuum sweepers was another facility. They were made from 1946 to 1948. It's a little two-wheeled scooter. It was originally built with a 1.5-horsepower Briggs & Stratton engine. And at the post-war time, that Briggs & Stratton couldn't supply enough engines. And so there were a series of them that were made with Clinton 1.5-horsepower engines as well.
Mm-hmm. And how many did they make there, Gerald?
They estimate 40,000 doodlebugs were made through that three-year period.
And here we are, 2024, and there are about how many doodlebugs still surviving, do you think?
Well, the estimate has been 1,000, but we think maybe a few more because we keep, every once in a while, somebody's finding another one in a barn somewhere covered up. But somewhere around 1,000 or 1,500.
Mm-hmm. And even these bikes go clear across the globe, I'm told.
Well, it's been interesting. We found that somebody in Paris, France had one, and he actually became a member of our club. He's not active in any way, but we were interested enough to make him a member of our club. And then also, one of our members, Jim Juon, he refurbishes doodlebugs for people. And a fella from the Netherlands found out about the doodlebug scooter, and he just loved it, and he got a hold of Jim Juon through his website and had him refurbish one for him, and Jim shipped it to the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. And still running strong, I'm presuming.
Oh, I'm sure it is, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. So we got all this big Doodlebug reunion coming up next week. Now, what can we expect next week here in Webster City, there, Gerald, for this?
All right, well, Tuesday is our setup day. It's not official to be part of the reunion, but members from the local members and a few of our, might say, hardcore members that come early will help us set up on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is our official date, September 11th. We start, and then we go through Saturday. Saturday afternoon, we have our annual meeting, and Saturday evening, we have a banquet. But during the week, we ride on the trail, mostly the Boone River Trail. We try to get as many rides in there. The folks that don't live around here just are in awe about the Boone River Trail, the beauty of it, and the fun of riding on it. And the city gives us permission to. We always thank the Park and Rec and the police and the city council for all they do to help us have a good time.
And one nice thing coming up next week, Gerald, and that is a doodlebug sculpture. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sculpture was built, and they're going to install it at the park next to the city hall. And they've asked us to be part of the ribbon cutting, and that's on Friday at 3:00. I talked to our police chief here in town, and he is going to give us a police escort from the fairgrounds to the event, and that'll be kind of an honor to. I'm only guessing we'll have 40 to 50 doodlebugs riding down to see that sculpture. Or personnel, the scooters are going to get us there.
And that happens at what, 3 o'clock next Friday afternoon?
This coming Friday at 3 o'clock.
Next Friday, that's a lucky day, Friday the 13th for the Doodlebug event, for the official dedication of the new sculpture there at the square right there in Webster City.
It's a pretty exciting time.
It sure is.
I haven't seen the Doodlebug. I saw it in its raw state and raw steel, but I haven't seen it painted or anything. But
Did Arts or Life have anything to do with that there, Gerald?
Yes. Mo Stevens contacted us that they wanted to build that, and they were able to visit with us as a club and talk to the people that had them, and they got photos and dimensions, and they've managed to put it together.
That should be nice to see what the finishing touch of that will be next week.
We're excited to see that.
So again, that's in downtown Webster City next Friday, and it's all free. That's happening with the new Doodlebug sculpture dedicated, and that's being helped with the city of Webster City, and I'm sure the Chamber, as well as the Arts Alive group, are taking part in that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we do, we're going to try. We plan to make a day where we can ride to the new Webster City Cookie Factory out in the west end of town. We've talked to them, and we're going to try to get out there. I understand they have a cookie, the Snickerdoodle cookie, and that's going to be the official Doodlebug cookie.
Okay.
We're also riding annually. We ride out to the airport, and that's an exciting ride for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we've added a feature to that day. We've gotten permission from Doug McCullough to go visit his garage where he keeps his stock cars, and one of our members from California, recommendation that we would try to go somewhere to see somebody locally that had a stock car, because of we're always going to the fairgrounds and the racetracks there, and so there's some interest in that.
So you'll be riding the Doodlebugs around the racetrack there, Gerald, or?
No, I don't know that we'll ride them around the racetrack. We've tried that before, and we had permission, but these little Doodlebugs have little 4-inch wheels, a total diameter is about 10 inches, and that track, as smooth as it might look like when the cars are on it, it's a rough ride for the Doodlebugs.
Especially when it's dirty and muddy there, it's a whole different ballpark if that would happen.
Yeah, that's correct.
For sure. So that's all coming up next week. Doodlebug reunion event, this is all free to everyone, right?
Yeah. We encourage the community to come out and visit with the folks that come in. We have people from all over the U.S. that come in. I mentioned earlier California, New York, New Hampshire, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, North and South Dakota, Oklahoma, Arkansas. So
they'll all be represented with their Doodlebugs in Webster City, which will begin next Wednesday, the 11th, and that continues all the way until Saturday evening on September 13th and 14th, rather. But don't miss the dedication of the new Doodlebug sculpture there in downtown Webster City, right there at the corner of 2nd and Seneca in Webster City.
I'm sure it'll be a crowd.
It should be. It should be. Anything else for the good of the cause that we missed out there, Gerald, for the Doodlebug reunion?
No, I can't bring anything off the top of my head.
Okay, so again, it's all free of charge, so come see the Doodlebugs coming up this next week. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all happening at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in Webster City. Free admission. You'll see a bit of Webster City past that's dating back well over 75-plus years, back from 1946 to 1948 when the Doodlebugs were manufactured in Webster City. If they have any other questions, I'm sure there's a Facebook page for this too there, Gerald, for Doodlebugs?
Facebook page as well as a website.
Or else they can contact Don Noakes, Jerry Wells, and yourself.
Vern Ratcliffe.
Good old Vern. And Jim Juan there too for that. Or anybody else that I miss? Or
No, we have several members local, but Vern Ratcliffe, Don Noakes, Jim Juan, Corey Jorgensen, Mike Walderman, John Hemingway, and myself.
All right. So again, come to Webster City next week for the big Doodlebug reunion, 38th annual one, all happening at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. So Gerald, I appreciate the time this morning.
No, thank you, Ben.
You bet. Gerald Huseman from the Hamilton, from the Webster City Doodlebug Committee. It's 8:40 from KQWC, Webster City.